underground, and more. All viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure. Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, Queens alumnus and community member, host of Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. How did I get into this? Funnily enough, it was at a fundraising a couple of years ago, doing a dad joke contest with DJ Overeasy, then a couple of guest spots on his show, and they gave me my own show. Nothing beats the thrill of a live broadcast. I like to promote new Canadian and local music while also sharing songs from my past. Our funding drive runs from November to December 31st. Donations can be made via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support of CFRC 101.9 FM. Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, Queens alumnus and host of what you're listening to right now, Numbers with Wings. I must say once again, I'm not the one who sets those up, so I don't know why there were two promos of me and then me. I really should make a new promo. I think this is like show 21 or 22. Oh, maybe even more if you count Bacon with Wings that was part of the radiothon. But yeah, so it's Sunday afternoon, a little after 2, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting from the chilly confines of the Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario, Canada, K7L. 3N6. And yeah, it's that time. Theme song.
chicken bar. Somewhere in Alberta, these are times for speaking slow. And whispering jokes. Are you making me coffee? Are you walking me home? Time is moving fast. Everything drags by. Tell me that you want me, and I won't ask you why. This is how things begin. In a Mexican bar, somewhere in Alberta, I liked you right from the start. I like you right from
matey. I'm back. Tis I, DJ Tangent. And I know what you're saying. Tangent, what the heck are you doing? So, I saw a couple shows this week. One, I went as an attendee. And the second, I was there as... I'm using air quotes. I was working. It's volunteer. It's still work, I guess. It's volunteer stuff. So the first song I played was N.Q. Arbuckle. It's actually the song he opened the show with. I Liked You Right From the Start. From the 2025 remastered and reissued on fancy yellow vinyl. XOK, I guess, is the title of the album. It's pretty spiffy. But these people, they sent the Six Shooter Records is the company, and they sent this little catalog of other records in there because they know I'm a sucker for albums. I'm probably going to spend too much money on them. Okay, and the second show I saw was last night at the Broom Factory, which is where N.Q. Arbuckle was as well, was a Tommy Youngstein. I guess the best way to describe them would be a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. Sold out show. The place was packed. I know of at least two people who used bottles of expensive liquor to get themselves on the guest list. That Tommy. But yeah, it was. I was thinking, yeah, I should play some Fleetwood Mac, and then I said, no, we don't go down that road. But then I saw. I was thinking about it, and I was reminded that I'd just seen Melissa Auftermar. Who was the bass player for Hole. She has written a book about those days, which I'm sure is going to be very entertaining. It's coming out in March, maybe? I don't know. Keep an eye on the interwebs. I'm sure it'll be advertised more. And I thought, I know. I will play that whole version of it, because, I mean, say what you will about Courtney, and I'm sure lots of people do say things about her. Hole had some good tunes, and I really like that version of Gold Dust Woman. Yeah. All right. So, a lot of people in this past week have been talking about that streaming service and the Rapid thing. And I'm going to have to shout out DJ Cotangent, my granddaughter, on this, because... She was mad because, as you may recall from last week, she just turned 11, and her age on there was 67, 67, and mine was 58, I believe, which makes me 9 degrees cooler. Waha. And I think that's because she tends to listen to, like, ABBA, I think, was what put her over the edge, which is kind of funny. So I pulled my thing. I had to take a screenshot because I can't remember this stuff. But my top genre for me, which it makes sense if you ever listen to my show and what I am prone to playing, are power pop, alternative country, indie rock, college rock, and garage rock. I said, well, yeah, duh, thanks for that. I never would have figured that out. My most played are interesting. Whoops. Where's my stupid... Oh, I lost the stupid page. Okay, can't find it. Anyway, so... Oh, yeah, I guess it's because I focus on early 80s, because, well, that was my high school years. Huh? Am I stuck in a rut? No, say it ain't so. So 156 genres, they say, I listen to. I don't even think there were that many genres, but who knows? Anyway... So, for Cotangent, I'm going to play a cover of ABBA by an all-female Celtic punk band from Edmonton called Clover Overboard. And I played that back in July on my test show, shout out Chancellor. And it's a fun version of the song. I like it a lot. And my most played song, personally, I'm going to play from the vinyl, not from the surface, because, hey, I finally bought it. is a wristwatch by MJ Lenderman. And that's easily explained because I was trying to learn how to play it. So I just, because somebody I worked with was, we potentially had this project where we were going to play stuff, but it never came to pass. So I cycled it around on the Spotify a bunch of times trying to learn it. So first off, Clover Overboard with Gimme, 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 bracket, A Man After Midnight, close bracket. And that'll be followed by MJ Lenderman with Wristwatch. Take it away, computer. We'll be right back. Yeah, you know I'm cool. I'm playing MJ Linderman. Alrighty. So, tis I, DJ Tangent. You're listening to Numbers with Wings here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Good old frequency modulation. Or on the wild, wild web, CFRC.ca. So now it is the new music section of the show. A couple of weeks ago, I think I found them on Ear Rip and then went to the Bandcamp and purchased an album. And you know, I've played the teaser song a couple of times on various shows and a cover of White Rabbit. So the band is called The Radiation Flowers. They're from Saskatchewan. The album came from Saskatoon, so I'm guessing they live there. Funny story. Thursday after work, in my mailbox was one of those, you know, Canada Post things. Pick up your, whatchamacallit, your package at, you know, the postal outlet tomorrow after 1 o'clock or something. So the next day, Friday, I went to said outlet, picked up the album. At least I hope that's what it was. But then when I got home, I looked at my email and there was an email from Jay Allen, the bass player of Radiation Flowers. And yeah, there's something wrong with your address. I got an email from Canada Post to say they're going to send it back. And I said, nope, I got it. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they in fact do send him something back. I'm kind of curious. He is too. Hey, let's talk about the funding drive. Because, you know, where else are you going to have a radio... I mean, I'm wearing the swag, the hoodie. Man, words... When you know too many, it's hard to find the right one. It says local lives here. And we're broadening this out to Canada. Because why not? Because we're all one country. What other radio station are you going to have where one of your DJ types gets in touch with, has like direct email contact with the people and gets the album and then... You put it on your Instagram story, and then they put it on their Instagram story, and it's a world. It's awesome. Anyway, so now that I have the album, I can play more different songs. So the one I chose, not just because it's the first song on side one, so it's easy to find. It's just I don't want to say it's just a plain black record, but I mean, it's just a black one, so it's easier to find the spots. The second song I'm going to play as part of my new music section here is by Sunday Club, who I played on a song by their, it's called Bannantyne, I believe, on that, my first practice show. Shout out Chancellor. And Paperbag Records is their label, and it came up on the Instagram. They've done a cover of Last Christmas. Is it the Last Christmas or The Last Christmas? That Wham song? A folder. There it is. Lost it. Last Christmas. Yeah. Yeah, Wham. I'm so old, I remember when Wham had four people in it. Yeah, so that'll be my... I might play another Christmas tune, but that's going to be the designated Christmas tune for now. So we'll start off with Radiation Flowers. Because Canada Post did not, in fact, send it back. And that song is called Dream on Daydreamer. I think I mentioned that. And then the Christmas tune. Yeah, the Sunday Club is from, it's a duo from Winterpeg. We're all over the place. Dee-dee-doo.
Just a daydreamer.
Well, that was nice, wasn't it? A nice dream pop version of Last Christmas. Yeah, I can get behind that one. So if I'd been planning better, but overeasy's rubbing off on me, I would have played this next song before that one, but it's not a new song, so it doesn't work. If you tuned in last week, and if you didn't, shame on you. But you can check out the show on the archives. An artist from Northwest Territories, who is D-I-G-A Wolf, like all one word, from his album Great Northern Man. I really liked that whole album, so I picked a song called Dreamer, which would have gone nicely with Radiation Flowers, Dream on Daydreamer, but hindsight 2020 and all that. Anyway, so I'm going to play that, and then we'll see what comes next. Well, I mean, I'll see, you'll hear, but you know. Tangents. Anyway, Dreamer.
Song, and I would fall asleep in his arms. for a light. Face painted cigarette white. You asked the cleanest boy you found. You couldn't see me turn around. Your finger stretched across your empty gate. I just can't escape.
Questions run so deep.
I'm back. Tis I, DJ Tangent. And you're listening to Numbers with Wings here on CFRC 101.9 on the old frequency modulation dial and or on CFRC.ca, or you can find us on all your various and assorted and sundry radio apps. It's all good. No excuse for not listening. Wait a minute. No excuse. Yeah, that's correct. I did have the right number of negatives in that sentence. So what we just heard, going backwards, that was The Logical Song, a cover of Supertramp by Kathleen Edwards. And before that, a double word score in the CanCon file, Tara Lightfoot covering Treble Charger's Red, Bill Priddle, I guess, of Treble Charger plays on that. So is it like triple word score? I don't know. It's all the CanCons. And we started that set off with Dijah Wolf with Dreamer. A lot of dreamy stuff today. So let's look at the clock. Okay. I'm going to go out with a bang. Huh. Got to work backwards. Okay. Yeah, I think this will work. I guess we should talk about the fundraising thing again. This past week, Terry and Sherry of 30 Years of Nonsense and whatever Terry's other show is, Into the Darkness or something like that, hosted a music trivia, a.k.a. Name That Tune, at something in the Water Brewery. It was a good time. I managed to negotiate my winnings and exchanged a pizza and a Duke for a hat, so probably I didn't come out ahead on that monetarily, but I already had a Duke, so that was cool. If you're, yeah, so if they do one of those again, and you're thinking music trivia, I don't know any music trivia, it's Name That Tune. You probably know it. It's a lot of fun, really. But Terry's been doing it for a long time. He's got it down. little disappointed there wasn't the threat and the promised local music, because I think Overeasy and I could have killed on that one. Just saying. So speaking of Overeasy and I, if you're looking for us this week, the 11th, Nicholas Campbell is playing at the Buckle. I saw him at the Broom Factory sometime in this calendar year. Great show. Highly recommend. The 12th, which is the next day, which is what, Thursday? Wait a minute. Is there a Friday the 13th? What? I'm going to be at the Mansion for Wine Lips, These Strange Happenings, and Mature Themes. Mature Themes are kind of interesting because that Cody Allen James, not an actual serial killer, Buffalo Chill Cody, his Instagram handles, of Good Co. Play in a sort of a punk band. And seeing Cody here, he used to drawling the old country tunes, playing the drums. It's, I recommend it. It's bound to be a lot of fun. Bring your earplugs, though. It's going to be loud. Oof, last time I saw them, it was loud. So, coming up next, Julian Taylor. But before, we're going to go out with something. an ironic cover of Silent Night by the Dickies. It's not silent. It's not quiet. It's fast and loud. And I will leave you with this.